The Farmland Preservation Working Group is concerned about a property in Vinegar Flats on the south end of town called the Pilcher property. The current owner has applied for and received conditional approval for a permit that would allow for 94 homes to be built on the land that is zoned agricultural, but there are no immediate plans yet to build that development. The group emailed their concerns to several local officials asking for help in preserving the property. Doug Phelps of the Spokane County Conservation District says the property represents a third of the agricultural lands inside city limits.
Development could potentially increase traffic on that section of State Route 195 there. And then development could also potentially increase runoff and pollutants to Hangman Creek, which is already one of the more polluted waters in the state. I mean, preserving farmland in general, there's a number of reasons we'd like to do that. Food security, local food supply. I mean, most of our food in Spokane County is imported.
One possible hope is the County Conservation Futures Program might be used to purchase the property. That program uses a property tax levy to purchase open space, streams, rivers, and other natural resources. The County Parks, Recreation, and Golf Department oversees that program. Director Doug Chase says there's a wish list of several properties that they hope to eventually purchase. That priority list is dynamic and constantly being updated, depending on current levels of funding or ability to get matching funds for some purchases. He says the Pilcher property is currently number 5 on that list.
And when we look at the funds that we have available and the projects that are ahead of this one on the list, we do not anticipate having enough funds to be able to acquire this after we've accomplished, we hope to accomplish, those properties that are ranked higher.
Spokane City Councilwoman Lori Kinnear agrees the property needs to be saved. She's been in discussion with Council President Brian Beggs about long-term protections for such lands in the form of some sort of farmland trust that could use private and perhaps even state money for land preservation. But she says there could be another move afoot to save the Pilcher property from development.
So this one in particular, there are some other parties that are interested in preserving it as well that do have or potentially have the money to do so. And I can't talk any more in detail about that, but it has attracted the interest of others.
Lori Kinnear says additional development in that area will be problematic because there's only one road into the neighborhood that must cross a single smaller bridge. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.